Her finger tightened. "I wouldn't expect that kind of juvenile trick from you, staring over my shoulder and widening your eyes as if there were someone behind me. I'm not going to turn and look. You're not getting out of this one alive." "Famous last words," I said, as I jumped sideways. The gun boomed, but the bullet plowed into the ceiling. Inskip stood behind her, twisting the gun into the air, pulling it out of her hand. Angela just stared at me in horror and made no move to resist. There were handcuffs locked on her tiny wrists, and she still didn't struggle or cry out. I jumped forward, shouting her name. There were two burly types in patrol uniforms behind Inskip, and they took her. Before I could reach the door, he stepped through and closed it behind him. I stumbled to a halt before it, as unable to fight as Angela had been a minute ago. Chapter 19. "Have a drink," Inskip said, dropping into Angela's chair and pulling out a hip flask. "Ersatz Terran brandy, not this local brand of plastic solvent." He offered me a cupful. "Drop dead, you!" I followed with some of the choicer selections from my interstellar vocabulary and tried to knock the cup out of his hand. He fooled me by raising it and drinking it himself, not in the least annoyed. "Is that any kind of language to use on your superior officer in the Special Corps?" he asked, and refilled the cup. "It's a good thing we're a relaxed organization without too many rules. Still, there are limits." He held out the cup again, and this time I grabbed it and drained it. "Why did you do it?" I asked, still racked by conflicting emotions. "Because you didn't, that's why. The operation is over. You are a success. Before, you were merely on probation, but now you're a full agent." He grubbed in one pocket and pulled out a little gold star made of paper. After licking it carefully and solemnly, he reached out and stuck it to the front of my shirt. "I hereby appoint you a full agent of the Special Corps," he intoned, "by authority of the power vested in me." Cursing, I reached to pick the damn thing off, and laughed instead. It was absurd. It was also a fine commentary on the honors that went with the job. "I thought I was no longer a member of the crew," I told him. "I never received your resignation," Inskip said. "Not that it would have meant anything. You can't resign from the Corps." "Yeah, but I got your message when you gave me a discharge. Or did you forget that I stole a ship and you set off the scuttling charge by remote to blow me up? As you see, I managed to pull the fuse just before it let go." "Nothing of the sort, my boy," he said, settling back to sip his second drink. "You were so insistent about looking for the fair Angelina that I thought you might want to borrow a ship before we had a chance to assign you one. The one you took had the fuse rigged, as it always is on these occasions. The fuse..."